I always painted through school, through high school, and then when I was choosing what I wanted to study in college, graphic design kind of seemed like a cool medium between art and business and technology, so that's how I kind of landed there, and now I've been able to kind of do graphic design and illustration together.
Amy Bouchard's paintings are folk art with a modern sensibility. Using gouache paint and an incredibly steady hand, she creates bold, vibrant, colorful images of people, plants, animals, and outdoor scenes that include funky patterns, playful designs, layered details, and strong shapes. How did you come to this style?
I've been developing it for several years. So I used to work digitally a lot, doing like digital illustration, and I just realized that it was lacking like a handmade, hand-done quality to it that I was looking for. And so the style kind of emerged once I found the medium, the gouache. And then from there, I've spent the last like few years kind of working in this style and developing it. And yeah.
It's very folk arty.
Folk arty, whimsical, very detailed, very inspired by like children's book type illustrations. Jan Brett, she's been a big inspiration. Yeah, almost like some surreal elements to some of the illustrations, kind of like imagining different like forest scenes and what animals might be doing when we aren't watching them. So that's kind of where I get a lot of my inspiration from, is thinking about what might be happening in nature when we aren't around it, I guess.
There's also like a late 60s, early 70s vibe to the images, to me.
Yeah, some of the colors, I think, and some of the blending have almost a psychedelic quality to it. Like, whenever I like paint the sky, I always kind of work in gradients with lots of pink and orange, and I'll sort of veer towards the more like luminous colors. And then like a lot of the pattern work too, I'm very inspired by like vintage textiles. I love vintage clothing, vintage upholstery. So I'm inspired by that a lot too. Like in landscapes where the grass might be, maybe I'll put in like a 60s, 70s looking pattern, floral pattern or paisley type pattern.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm very inspired by 60s and 70s.
Yeah, I can see that. Talking about patterns, they appear in a lot of places in your work. They're in the grass. They are beneath the ground. One image of a woman, her skin is covered in flowers. You've got patterns on butterfly wings and dragonfly wings. In one image of an interior, each plank of wood has its very own pattern going on. There's just a lot of layers of color and patterns to all of your pieces. Do you sketch it out first on a separate piece of paper, or is it kind of a freehand thing that you just keep adding different details to?
Yeah, I sketch out roughly where I'd want to put pattern, and for the animals, I'll work that a little bit more before I go to the final paper. But as far as colors, I just pull a few that I think might work for the painting and just kind of go from there. I don't really plan colors too much until I get to like the final piece.
And you're using a paint called gouache, and that's what is creating these saturated, rich colors and almost a velvety texture to your work. How did you find the gouache?
I follow a lot of artists on Instagram and on Pinterest, and I just saw work that had this really matte, vibrant quality to it. And I just saw people using the medium and just kind of like followed other artists that were using it and looked at some of their techniques until I sort of like picked it up and developed some of my own techniques.
What kind of paint is it? It looks kind of like an eggshell paint or a tempera paint.
It is like a very opaque watercolor paint, almost like a mix between an acrylic and watercolor. So I haven't been able to find another type of paint that can match the colors and the pigments that I'm looking for. I like that it dries quickly, so I can add as many details, you know, I can work fast and add all the little details that I want and all the layers without having to like wait a long time in between. But then that can be challenging too, because you have to go fast when paint is like drying fast. I'm so happy that I found it.
What's your process like? I know you said it's kind of like a watercolor paint. How do you end up with such rich, deep colors?
I work kind of in layers. Some stuff I've kind of pulled from when I did the digital illustration. So the paint's super opaque, so you don't lose any of the vibrancy as you are layering on top of each other. So, yeah, the paint comes in like a little tube, like watercolor paints. You just use a little bit of water to kind of loosen it up. And then I just build the big shapes first, the background, and then I go back in and I have these super teeny tiny brushes that only have like 6 little hairs on them. And that's when I go back in and do all the like details on top and all the little like line work and pattern. Yeah, so it takes a long time, but the end product is fun to see.
So the colors are so rich and lines are so strong.
Yeah, and I'm really like picky about how crisp the lines and the edges are before, because people ask me if it's on the computer or if I cut it out of paper even. That's been something I did a lot. Mm-hmm. It's cut paper.
I can see that.
I'm just really particular.
Wow. It's really cool. And I don't know. I still don't know how you get your edges so crisp and the lines so perfect. But you must.
I just like can't drink any coffee before I want to work on it, I guess. That's something I've realized.
Right.
The lines look better if I'm not like super caffeinated.
How big do you work?
For a long time, my partner and I just moved into a house, but we were living in a studio apartment for a long time. So I just had one little table I was working at for several years. So things didn't really get bigger than like 11 by 14 inches. And a lot of the pieces were a lot smaller than that. And so now I have room to have a bigger setup and have some bigger pieces. But yeah, pretty small. I've even like tried some things like 1-inch by 1-inch paintings just to try and test the limits of how much detail I can put into things. So,
really?
Yeah. 1-inch by 1-inch. Yeah, I like testing the limits of almost how small you can get things to be.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. I'm talking with Walker-based illustrator and painter Amy Bouchard about her artwork, which I would describe as modern folk art. When was the first time you started selling it?
It's been 3 years. My first show that I sold work in this style was right after I moved to Walker. I actually joined the Art League, and it was, my first show with them. I sold one painting, and I was so excited, and I still talk to the man that bought it, but he bought my first painting that I was selling on my own.
What was the image that he bought?
It was a dragonfly. I still sell the card with it on it, and that piece, he says it lives in his house in Colorado now, so it left the state. Uh-huh. But yeah, it was a dragonfly.
And it's my understanding that you now have a line of quilt fabrics being made with your images on them?
This summer, there's a quilt fabric collection coming out through Quilt Minnesota. Every year, a Minnesota artist will create a line of sort of Minnesota-themed fabric. And then I want to say it's almost between 50 and 60 quilt shops in the state carry the fabric. People travel around the state and look at the different patterns. All the shops come up with their own project patterns with the fabric. And so it's sort of like a big draw for people during the summertime to travel to the different shops and find the fabric.
Mm-hmm. How did that happen?
Yeah, so the local quilt shop owner, Jana, is on the board for this Quilt Minnesota project. And so she came to one of our Art League art shows and just saw my work and thought that it might translate well into the Quilt Minnesota fabric. So that is how I got involved with them, was through the quilt shop in Walker, Front Porch Quilts.
Oh my gosh. So, yeah. On the Quilt Minnesota website, which is quiltminnesota.com, there are 34 different options of your work for people to choose from. And it looks like it's only available from late July of 2020 through mid-August. So if people want to get their hands on your quilt fabric, they're going to have to do it during a limited time. And that's pretty exciting. What do you want to do next?
Well, I've been getting really into paintings of homes. I'm very interested in architecture and houses. I've been doing a lot of folk arty house painting, so I've been doing some commissions for that. And then I also have a mural planned for the summer at the Walker Community Garden. That'll be my next project that I'm going to do. And I'm involved with the Boys and Girls Club for that. So I'll be working with the kids from the Boys and Girls Club during the summer on the mural for the garden.
It'll be your style?
In my style. And then the kids will help too. So it'll be sort of like a blend of both. I'll be sort of a technical leader, and then they'll paint it in sort of like paint by number style. And then I'll go in and add some little details when it's done.
When you do a commission, you were talking about architecture and things like that. And if somebody did a commission, did they bring you an image, or do you go look at the space and the place yourself, or how does that work?
Yeah, so far the ones that I've done have been like pretty like local to me. One of them was like a cool house that was like just down the street from me, so I just walked over there and took pictures of it. But yeah, if they had images or if it was like accessible enough for me to go and take the pictures, and then I would kind of want to, unless it was like a surprise gift or something, like talk to the people about things that they want to highlight and make sure are really included, or as far as even like the patterns and stuff I would add to the landscape, if there was anything super meaningful to them, like, oh, this one kind of flower grows in our yard, or we always grow tomatoes in the summer, details like that I like to work in, so it's almost as like your home mixed with like a memory quilt type finished painting.
That is Amy Bouchard. She is a visual artist who lives in Walker, Minnesota, and she's bringing a modern twist to the folk art style. You can check out her whimsical and joyful images by going to her website, amybouchard.com. It's spelled A-I-M-E-E, and then a hyphen, and then bouchard.com. You can also find her on Instagram. And starting in July, you'll be able to find her images on fabric in quilt shops all across Minnesota. I'm Katie Carter, your Area Voices host. Thank you so much for listening. Area Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the citizens of Minnesota.